Yo.
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 Welcome back, guys, to Just Your Average Everyday Church Boys.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm your host for this episode, Benji. And as always, to my left, I got Peter.
What's up?
Jonah.
Yeah.
And Jordan.
It's me.
It's me.
It's me.
It's me, Mario.
We're not actually Mario.
Could be.
How we doing? Doing all right?
Yeah, doing good. Doing good.
Doing.
Doing good, son.
Son?
Yeah, we're doing good.
What are you, an old man?
How about anyone else? I've said it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. That's a yes. It was like a yeah. Which is like a yeah, right?
Right.
Yeah, nah. And it's confusing sometimes, that phrase. Yeah, nah. It's like, which one is it, dude?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah, nah.
Yeah, nah is yeah. But you want to psych them out.
Yeah, nah, yeah.
I feel like it's all
yeah, nah, yeah is yeah.
Because like, nah, yeah. But you're like,
nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah,
it's
nah,
a bit of tone,
yeah.
But it's also a bit of leeway. You say the yeah.
Yeah.
As a.
Nah.
As a,
nah.
You got to say something, but then you say. You actually think about it.
And then you say.
So you say, yeah, nah.
And then you go.
But you still think about it. You're like, yeah, nah,
yeah.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, nah.
Well, I thought I'd bring up, first of all, that this is the last episode of our first season.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank goodness.
20 episodes for season one.
Yeah.
We have a bit of a backlog at the moment, but until this comes out, it might be a couple of weeks until...
Yeah, it might be a couple of weeks to the next one release or... Yeah, like we'll figure it out.
Could be three or four.
Yeah. Season two is
maybe five,
definitely a go, but you know we'll probably try and shake things up a bit.
Yeah, studio has greenlit it, so
that like we talked to our management team and they said yes.
Us.
That is us.
Talked to the sponsors.
Us.
None of them replied.
Our agents have confirmed that we're going for the next season.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, our producers have confirmed that they're committed to us, that they've re-signed us for another contract.
Oh, we should get more photos taken.
Always
next
exciting.
Season two.
Oh yeah,
I think that's a good idea. But yeah, we'll try and have new things for you guys, new ideas, new topics, maybe new formats.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows
of how we do it?
Who knows
order? New order. You know,
we'll figure it out.
We'll talk about it.
We're just keen to. Shake things up a bit and have a good time with that.
And have a bit of a break.
Because this has been great. Yes. We love this.
Yeah,
this is actually so good.
I love it is probably an understatement.
Yeah, we really do. Like, it's so good.
It's just fantastic.
It's good fun.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
So see you in either a couple of weeks or who knows, we might be ready to go and it might just be a week.
We don't really see them.
We'll hear yous or you'll hear us.
There's no release date. Nothing's locked.
We're
nothing's
not locked even 100%
to be
on
announced.
Anything yet. So.
TBA.
Yeah.
But
we just know that season one ends with this episode.
I was going to say we all are very busy boys at the moment.
But like keep an eye on the...
Am I really?
Keep an eye on the socials and you'll learn when things drop. We'll make sure you know. Yeah.
I think... This kind of just randomly popped into my head earlier before when organizing the episode.
No.
And I want to pose a question to you boys.
Pose
That'd
it.
That'd be a good idea.
What was my question again?
What was your question?
Let me bring this up.
You got it written down, right?
Here we are.
That was his question. What is his question?
What is my question? It's a philosophical question.
That is a big question.
Probably a little bit.
Probably a little bit too much.
But my question to you is if you could time travel... Would you rather go forward in time or back in time? Any time, any place, anywhere. Would you rather go back in time or forward in time?
Do you have to stay there?
No, you can come back.
That's a question.
No, you can only choose one.
I think I have my answer.
Yeah, I was going to say, I told you guys before.
I think I would go forward in time. Mm-hmm. As much as how cool it would be to go back in time and even check out Jesus or whatever, but he might be like, what are you doing here? You're in the wrong timeline. Get gone. You know what I mean?
I know,
like,
who you are.
Yeah, he'd be like, you're like 2,000 years ahead of time. Like, what's happening?
Don't mess with him.
Why are you wearing Nikes?
Yeah, it's like they're not coming for
Jesus
another.
Jesus was probably wearing some sort of Nikes.
He was repping Jesus ones.
His sandals had the tick. He put it on there, so did himself. People were like, what are those? He's like, just wait.
What are those?
The future, fresh, man. The future.
First drop on the Jesus line.
As much as how cool it would be to go back in time and see all that, I want to see the future. I want to see what's like next to come. Not
yeah, whereabouts would you go? How far would you go?
Probably a decent amount. Just I don't know, like 100 years, 200
100
years.
100 years? So past your time?
Yeah, I reckon so. So I don't want to bump into my old self, because I don't want to create some sort of paradox. I mean, every like time travel movie and TV show or whatever has taught me you don't want to do paradoxes. They don't sound good. But who knows what they actually do? No one really knows. I just don't want to rip a hole in any sort of space-time continuum sort of deal. So
yeah, it doesn't sound like fun.
So I'll make sure that I'm not there. But who knows if I'm still alive? Maybe I'll go get a coffee with myself.
You just said you didn't want to run into the old you.
Yeah, and now I'm just like, and
now you're just like, no, all for it now. Let's do this.
Well, because now I just think, well, if I go get a coffee with myself, I at least know the person who I'm getting a coffee with has impeccable taste. Got him.
Yeah, but you said 100 years. I don't think you're allowed.
Yeah, I don't want to. But I don't want to make a paradox.
Now you're just doing it.
I'll no. You know what? I'll go get a coffee with my future son.
Grandson.
But does he know that
are you still no, set on the 100 years in the future?
He's just in a coffee shop and I just go sit down with him and I just go, what's
there
happening?
Are no coffee shops in the future.
Yeah.
Also, how are you supposed to know what your
coffee beans
looks like?
Are all gone?
What if it's like post-apocalyptic?
Beard up there.
That's cool. But yeah, I'll go to the future. I'd want to check out how we go. So yeah.
Hello, son.
Hello, son. Hello there.
Cool.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello? All right, I'll go next. I would go to the past. Specifically, I would go to the Dyatlov Pass incident, which...
The who to what now?
So there's a mountain range in Russia.
Yeah.
And there's a specific pass, which is like a path, called... I think it's pronounced Dyatlov. Anyway, in 1959, there was 9 Russian... mountain hikers that went through there.
Oh, so it's a hiking trail. Kind
they
of
all died.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. But
so you want to see them die?
Yes, but the point is, so they know how they died, but they died under mysterious circumstances. So they have their tents.
But you said you know how they died.
Sorry, no, we don't know how they died. Like, we know how they died, but not why. Let me explain.
Yeah, just
we
keep
know how they died, but they we know how they died.
They were crushed under a boulder, but we don't know how they died.
So they were in the tent, and they left the safety of the tent for some reason, and they split off again for some stupid reason in the middle of a
Russian mountain range.
Blizzard. That's blizzard. The one. I was nice. Like, snowstorm, blizzard. That's what I want. And so some of them died of hypothermia, which isn't a surprise.
Yeah, because
it's a
blizzard.
But they weren't that far from their tents. Others were like crushed for some reason. But they didn't know what they were crushed under. And there's just all this mysterious circumstances under their death. And I would like to find out why. If not specifically that incident, then just going to other mysterious circumstances throughout history, just so that I can know what exactly happened.
So interesting. I mean, yeah, that'd be cool to just be like, oh yeah, so I went to the past and I know how they died.
I know how they died.
You just go to like historical scholars.
I know what happened.
Look, let me just lay it down for you. I know more than you.
I know more than you.
I was there.
And they'll go, you're crazy.
Yeah, you're full.
And you'll go, well, do you want to have a go on my time machine? Like, I'll take you myself. Like, let's check it out.
Well, who said you can go back again?
Yeah.
We could try. We figured it out once.
I thought it's
we could do it
again.
Time thing. I think that's the thing with my decision. Is there's a lot of questions that I have regarding the conditions.
Okay.
Because just don't overthink it.
The whole paradox thing, if I go back, is there still my past self there that I can interact with, or is it I'm literally, it's like a reset button and like I'm a little kid again?
Whatever you
want. That's a whole nother question. Like, do we create alternate timelines when we go, like, that's just a whole nother massive physics question.
But it was your whole thing as in, does your body travel back in time, or is it your mind that travels back in time?
Yeah.
Because if it's your mind, then you can only travel back in time
within your time.
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think we're saying that. I think we're saying that you
like you physically from now
move in space,
picked out
of
time, and then put somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're
saying,
right?
Interesting, if you could,
yeah, sure.
If it had to be just your mind, so you would go back, and then you become you of that time.
Oh, my goodness.
Would you then go back and change something?
I mean,
nah. I'm happy where I am.
There's definitely things that I would want to advise my younger self on, but knowing the younger self, probably too stubborn to listen to me anyway.
But then your other question is, like, if you were to go back and do that, like, then, see, now this is just a harder question, because then now you wouldn't be able to go back and do that because you've gone back. Okay, am I making sense? Like, if you went back and did that,
that's why
you
I
wouldn't
said I want
go
to,
back and
to
do
avoid
that.
The whole paradox
Look,
thing.
It's the prisoner's, right? It's the prisoner's key. If you're a prisoner,
you said not to think about
key,
it, so I didn't think about it.
But then you're the one that traveled back in time to give yourself the key. But then where did the key come from?
Exactly right. Who created the key?
If you gave yourself the key, and then you go into the future, like you live your life, and then you
see
go
why
back
I'm not, I wasn't thinking
key.
About it now?
Yeah.
Because that's where my head went initially, and I was like, well, I can't do that.
Yeah. I think you just got to...
Throw all of that logic.
Just got to go, like,
there's
where
no
would
logic
I want to go?
No logic.
If you could travel
I mean,
in time, where would you want to go?
It's a very basic answer, but...
The future.
5 minutes
I'd
ago.
I'd want to see it all in the past, you know, like...
You see it all.
No, you can't see it all.
I'd want to go to, like, maybe a major revival...
Yeah.
Or like Move of God or something like Toronto, something like that.
Toronto,
that
yeah.
Would mean, that would be really cool. I'd just like to see...
Or even the Welsh Revival.
I'd like to see a Move of God that's that much power behind it, that it's like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or like meet Jesus, that would be pretty cool.
I think so.
He seems like a nice guy.
I reckon he... I really feel like if we went back in time and saw Jesus, he would look at you and he would go, you're in the wrong timeline.
Well, yeah.
Why are you here?
And he'd be like, I was expecting you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He might be like...
He would
you're a bit late.
He'd be like, you're a little
That's
bit late.
That's why he
aren't
goes
you?
Into the garden by himself, because he knows that you'll be there. Mm. And he can't have the disciples seeing them.
He's just like, what are you doing
like,
here?
Hey, do you want to be in the Bible?
I do want to be in the Bible. Maybe Peter's actually...
Oi. Peter. Crazy.
Oh my goodness.
You
okay.
Wow.
See, crazy. This is why we can't think about it, you know.
Yeah.
But we can't.
It gets a little crazy. Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. I don't know. Yeah, I don't have too much input into time travel type stuff just because the logistics of it all
But basically you would say the past?
Pretty much I don't want to go anywhere, to be honest. But
right.
That's if bad. I had to pick one or the other, I'd rather go in the past just because to know what's already coming, I don't like the direction. This is very morbid, but I don't like the direction that the world's already going. So
yeah, that's fair.
I'd rather not see how bad it's going to get potentially before it gets better.
I mean, if we really want to break it down.
I know that's a morbid way of thinking, but like...
Well, you know, like...
You're talking to the guy.
The Book of Revelation basically tells us what's going to happen, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah, Geordie would love that.
What do I love? I'm listening. What?
What? I said the Book of Revelation basically tells us what's going to happen.
That's
so.
True. That's true. That's true.
Yes.
And I would love that. I do love the Book of Revelation.
And do I want to witness that?
Kind of. Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's kind of cool.
It's good book. Yeah, I think...
At the end of it, I'd love to see.
I just want to see Jesus show up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, my guys?
I'd be like... And then he'd be like, why... Yet again, he'd be like, why are you here? Go back.
Look, I'm just always...
You're not meant to be here.
That'd be a funny conversation with
him. Especially if you went to the past and then you went to the future. It's like,
we've
talked about this. We've talked about this.
I think I would go in the future, but I would go so ridiculously far in the future. I would want to see if it's like an apocalypse or something like that.
See if it's even there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm on the same page.
Like thousands
cool to
of
me.
Years.
Thousands of
years. Yeah.
Big.
I'm going to go 10,000 years in the future.
10,000 years? Oh my goodness.
What if it's,
see if anything's there.
What if Earth no longer exists in that length of time?
Where do I go? Maybe I'm just floating in space.
You die.
Dead.
Die, because no oxygen.
Well, unless you had a suit.
Very morbid.
You had a space
suit. I have a suit. I have a space suit to time travel.
But that would have limited oxygen on it.
Yeah,
anyway,
but then you can go back.
Yeah, but nothing's here. I'll go back.
So wouldn't the pressure from space cause it to just go...
Not in a suit.
No, I don't think it's
got a suit. No, but the time machine.
No, it's pressure.
What do you mean the time machine?
Is it strong enough to withstand the pressure? Have you already thought about that?
It's traveling through time. That's got to be a lot of pressure and force.
Surely. Surely.
But yeah, let's say I go... The Earth is still a thing
uh-huh.
that far in the future.
Yeah.
And if it's like an apocalypse or some sort, if I run into someone, I would ask them when it happened.
Yeah, what happened?
When and what happened. And then I could go back and
become
like...
Become a doomsday prepper.
Yeah, become a doomsday prepper and be like, be that crazy person and be like, the world's going to end in 2020, some whatever.
2020.
2020, yeah.
Well, it's 2021. But
2356.
Yeah, something like
have you seen the people who are like, it says that nobody knows the date or time, but it doesn't say anything about a year. I can know the year. And I'm like, what?
What's
the point of that?
I don't know.
It's so specific to say that you don't you have no clue.
Yeah.
Right?
We're not supposed to know. Like, it's...
I think
it's
knowing
that
defeats the purpose of... us being here.
Yeah. Because
if you're operating mm-hmm. under a time with strength, you're more likely to do things in a different manner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might live
and
like...
you're more likely to do it because you know when it's going to end rather
yeah.
than...
Yeah, you might be like, oh, I'm just going to like live my life stupidly and then for that last little bit because I know the world's going to end, I'm going to fix it all. It's like, nah, man, just like live with God, live it out and just like do good.
So we've talked about time travel, but what if you were stuck in a time loop?
In what sense?
Are you saying like to pick a time to be stuck?
If you had to pick a day.
Is that like the movie
Groundhog Day?
The Day Before Tomorrow or whatever the heck it is?
No, I don't know.
Yes, you have the one with Emily Blunt.
There's one with Tom Cruise.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah, very similar.
They're in a time loop.
But if you had to pick a day, obviously if you don't have a day, that's fine. But if you had to pick a day that you have to relive...
Do I have the memory over and over?
You would relive your wedding?
My wedding day, I think, is the first thing that goes to my mind.
You get so much anxiety from raining and just going,
I think because I'm in a time loop, I think it will just get better and better. Because at first, because like on the actual day, yeah. Forgetting the bread, forgetting like, and then having Rainier, oh my goodness, being like,
that was funny.
Yeah, you want that stress every time?
Being like,
just Rainier
being
going,
like, oh my gosh, oh where's my the, and I'll be like, dude, even stop. I know they're in your pocket.
Now, is this a time loop where you still have the memory of each loop that you've
each,
done?
You mm-hmm.
Okay,
the
so
memory.
You wouldn't be stressed over the ring because you're like, I know it.
That means some days you could just deliberately make it a disaster because you know you're going to be able to do it the next day. So you could see every potential different thing that you could have done wrong.
So then the whole question is, if there are no consequences because it just resets, nobody else remembers.
I'll get up
how
to
far
the,
do you go?
How far do you go?
Maddie will get up to the altar and I'll go, I'm in a time loop. I've married you 6,000 times now.
That's how much I love you.
The funnest thing about it would be going back, knowing what everybody's going to say and saying it before they can say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
so they can
see,
be like,
really
think of the fun.
Say that.
Yeah. I would actually do that. I would try to learn.
It would become agonizing after
as
a while.
Far as
it
the
would.
Day. Specific day. Jeez.
Yeah. See, we haven't been married, so we can't. I feel like
we
that's
don't
an
have
easy
a
one to say.
Really important.
That's like my. That's like the first thing that I would think of. Like,
I mean, that's
that's fair.
I'd probably pick her. One of the days.
Actually, I think I would maybe go on one of my days during jury duty.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just walk in and cause absolute
havoc.
And they'll be like, who is this man? Get him out of here.
Call the police?
I'll just start yelling absolute rubbish.
The police would be there.
Or I'd walk in and be like, guilty.
He's guilty. Arrest that man.
I'd be like, what?
I saw him do it.
Who's this guy? And if one that I've been selected on.
You're the jury,
on.
Not the witness.
Yeah, yeah. But I'd pick one of the days that I was actually selected on. I'd be like, he's going to get selected next. Then it's him, and then it's me. And I'll just walk up and, like, kick someone's chair or something. Or walk up to the judge and be like,
Your Honor.
I think the cool thing about it is you don't have to do the same thing every day. So even if you're doing that, you can go to a different spot.
Yeah.
To do something different. Like, you can explore endless possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Does your bank account reset to the initial amount every day?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, yeah. Everything resets.
Oh, just spending money or something crazy.
So it's travel somewhere every day.
Yeah.
It's the same weather. It's the same Everything's the same. The only thing that changes is what you do, which then may change.
And is it like a 24-hour?
Yeah.
It'd like, be time from when you wake up that day to... So I would not pick a day where I wake up at like 11.
That's every day for me.
I would go back to a day in 2020 where I didn't work and everything just seemed to be on my way.
Yeah, like a lockdown situation?
Not even lockdown, like just prior.
Mm. I would pick one of the days where I was at some kind of event, such as Awakening.
Oh, yeah.
Or one of the arts extravaganzas.
Awakening would be a great one, actually.
Just something where I was like, this is fun to do all the time.
Mm.
Just a good time.
There's certain days that, even though they're good days that I go back to, would also hurt me something horrendous as well at the same time. So it's like, I think also, like, walking through that many possibilities, you're going to get hurt a lot in so many different circumstances too. But it's like, at that point, do you get hurt? Because you know you're... Because
you know what's going to happen. And eventually you're just like,
then
tis what it is.
Then you just become so emotionally desensitized to everything that it's just like...
Probably, yeah.
And then you don't enjoy anything either.
Eventually, yeah, you wouldn't.
You're trapped in this one day.
Yeah, yeah. You're in a time loop. It would
Well,
it
what
would
if
suck.
You had a... You knew you had 100 loops. So you know you've got 100. Like,
okay.
Like, I've got exactly 100. So you know after 100, the loop ends and you keep going.
Luckily for me, being able to pick the wedding day, I don't think that'll ever get bad.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
So.
I know.
That is fair enough.
If I had 100, I know the day I'd go back to. Just.
Do you wish to share?
So that I could redo the thing over and over until I get it right to change the outcome of it later.
Interesting.
Okay.
I've got one more answer for time travel.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Back to that. Yeah, sure.
I would go back in time by a second.
Oh,
and then
relive
suddenly
that
I just
moment?
Put that, no, don't! And then I've gone back. It's
that's
just a bit
funny.
Of a loop again.
That's funny. Just to like mess with people? Yeah, that's funny.
Like if we did it right now and I'm like, I travel, suddenly,
you bet.
As I'm about to travel, I see myself.
Like you
scream at you.
And like, no! As a present button or whatever.
We'll just be like, what just happened?
There is a Doctor Who episode which has the TARDIS trapped inside the TARDIS.
Yeah.
And it's
yes, there
that's
is.
That's the whole episode. And it's just them doing something. And then their future self comes in, says a whole lot of things. And then they're like, oh, now you've got to go into the TARDIS. Yeah. Go.
They
repeat it and they're like, okay. Because
the TARDIS is inside the TARDIS, but it's slightly out of sync.
Yeah, it's like, for example, Amy Pond is there with Rory and the Doctor. And then Amy walks in, future Amy, says a whole bunch of spew as in, just explains it all. And it's like, so when do you go in? Right after Rory slaps me or whatever. And then it does it, and the Doctor's like, in you go, get in there. She does it, and she goes, I don't even know what I'm saying. I just heard myself say it.
Yeah, exactly right.
Which kind of makes me laugh.
Hmm. I don't know if, I can't remember if that's an episode or just like a little short.
Okay,
that
it's
they
part
did.
Of an episode.
Yeah.
What a mind boggle.
Yeah,
it
was,
pretty
cool.
Bit of a mind boggle. I think we've probably scratched the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
Unless you have something else you want to say.
I don't think
actually,
so.
Actually, at the end of that little skit, he's not sure which lever to pull. And he goes, I'm about to find out. And then he walks in and he goes, the wobbly lever. And he goes, thank you. Pulls it and then walks through the TARDIS and then tells himself that it's the wobbly lever.
Yeah.
I think, okay, but how'd you know that? Because yourself told yourself, but you only knew that because.
Well, it means that there was a time there where they tried the other ones and it didn't work.
And they died.
So they pulled it. It didn't work. So they ran quickly
the
out to the door.
Crunk.
So it's kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
Wrong lever. Probably moving on.
Yeah, probably good time.
Cool.
But yeah.
So if you have been listening to the past three episodes, we've been covering a nice big topic of leadership.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've said some pretty good things. But we're going
to
finish
so.
Up leadership for this episode and the season. And I want to talk about God is still like in the middle and the center of leadership, and maintaining like your relationship with God is still like your number one priority.
Yeah. Mic drop. What the heck?
Boom.
So
drop.
Good. Yeah.
Because I mean, ultimately, especially leadership within the church, God is at the center of everything.
Yeah. But I think leadership, even in business settings, leadership in workplace and anything like that, I think God, if he's at the center of that, Man, he works wonders.
I was going to say he should be the number one leader of everything everywhere.
Mm.
If you want it to go well.
Mm.
Not even necessarily well, just within his wheel.
Mm. I think when we make sure that he's the center of it, like regardless of good or bad, we at least know it's glorifying him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
The other thing is, if it's bad, it's probably going bad for a reason.
Mm.
And if it's going good, it's probably going good for a reason.
I mean, you know, Paul says to rejoice in your trials, because trials develop perseverance, which develops character. So if it is bad, like just rejoice in it and go, well, look, I'm just going to persevere this and I'm going to gain some character out of this, and it's going to be great for my leadership. It's going to build me up a little bit more. And then vice versa, if it's going good, sweet, things are going good. God is with me. God is good, and he is working all things together for good, like he always does. Which, even in the bad things, you can even look at it that way and go, well, he's going to work all things together for good for those who believe in him. So I believe in him, so it's going to be worked together for good.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That was the end of season one.
Yeah, but I think it's so key, so paramount to make sure that God is like the middle of that. And that's in like, that's so practical just in life. Like if he's in the middle of everything that you're doing, then everything that you're doing is going to be like building into him, you know, and building in more of like your, what's the word? Trajectory. It's going to be like on the right path because he's in the center of it and you're running towards him.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
Like your pursuit is of him.
Like it's almost inevitable that you're going to grow the kingdom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is basically a whole thing in life.
Exactly right. You know? That's the, you know, that's part of the calling is to build the kingdom. You know, build the kingdom of heaven, to bring people in, you know.
Yeah, if your heart is after Jesus, then your actions and your words, they're going to be able to positively influence those around you. Because if you see a leader that is passionately going after their gifts, and you can see that they're going after Jesus, that's obviously going to make an impact on them. And then that helps them grow in their gifts and their ability to spread the good word. So it's like a...
Mm.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
I mean, they say that you are the byproduct of the five closest people in your life. So if you're the byproduct of the five closest people in your life, what if Jesus is one of those people? You're the byproduct of
Jesus.
Him. You know, if he's one of the closest people, he's one of the closest things in your life. If God is one of the closest things in your life, where you're investing so much time in that relationship, you're going to start... looking like him. You're going to start walking like him. And
what a great leader Jesus was.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So if you're striving to be like a leader,
well, the fruit
you'll
bear,
be Jesus.
The fruit you'll bear, it will be incredible.
Yeah.
Because if you're spending a lot of time with someone, if you spend a lot of time with your friend, you pick up mannerisms.
Start becoming like them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
You do that with Jesus, you'll be more like Jesus. That sounds pretty simple.
Like, that's a no-brainer. Yeah. Like,
so I'm going to have an interesting question in regards to this whole thing. So, Jesus, when he started, like, openly ministering to people, basically.
When he basically started his ministry.
He was, about 30, right?
Yeah.
And all of the time before that was preparation. So, do you think that in life there's going to be a time when you feel like, all right, it's my time to, like...
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
there is a point.
No one is born ready.
Yeah.
Mm.
You've got to practice, and it's like sports or anything. You're never going to be ready for the grand final if you haven't done any of the work leading up to it.
My follow-up then to that as well is, if it took him that long, do you feel like it's going to take most people, or it should take most people longer?
I don't necessarily think so. I think
you think it
took
an individual thing, right?
Yes. Well, I think it took him that long. I mean, firstly, context of the time. I think if he was much younger, less would listen.
He also had a
needed that maturity.
A greater purpose
yeah.
than the rest of us
yeah.
do have.
But I think that, I mean, because God knows the, like it says in Jeremiah, he knows the plans for us. So, mm-hmm. so it, like, if he's at our center in that, like that end goal is where it's where we're going to end up, you know? Because that's.
I'd like to interject here.
Yeah, go.
So although he did do a lot of his ministering after 30.
Yeah,
it's not, that
it's
he
not
do,
recorded before it.
Yeah,
yes.
It's not that he didn't do anything because in one of the books, he was, what, 12? And was speaking to the leaders of the temple.
Yeah.
So it's not that you...
It's like the first time...
Well, but also, how are you supposed to practice?
What I love... What I love about that story is that he goes... He sneaks away from his mum.
His fam. Well, it's not just his mum. It's
well,
like his
sneaks
fam.
Away
for
and
three
he,
days.
Yeah.
For 3 days. And he starts ministering to, like, the Pharisees.
Yeah, like
the leaders of the time. And then his mum basically finds him. And he... doesn't do anything ever again for the rest of that time. Not that we know of, at least. Because his mum told him to not. I was like, that's respect to his mother.
I mean, it is in there to...
What's also interesting...
Respect your parents.
Oh, yeah, to honour your mother and father. But it's so funny to me.
Then his first miracle is turning water
into
wine. Which is what his mother asked him to do.
Yeah, so it was only when his mother...
So his mother asked him to stop and he stopped. Until his mother asked him to do something again.
Yeah. And then he did again. That,
which
like, is next
His mom's
level.
Just like, hey, man, just I'm not really feeling water today.
Hit me with the wine. Yeah. Nah, they were at a it's a party. It's
a
wedding.
A wedding.
Yep.
Which back
water
then,
water at a wedding's
every
a bit
time,
lame.
Every year, the father would put aside a barrel of wine for when his daughter would get married.
But they basically ran out.
They ran out. They would drink. They were up to... The newest wine, so the worst wine.
It's a very interesting concept as well because it's like you look at the amount and you're like, how are these people not hammered? Was alcohol not as potent back then?
No, well, I think maybe. They were. They were drunk.
Yeah, they were.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I doubt Jesus was there just like sloshed.
Obviously not. He lived a pure life.
But like...
Probably didn't affect him.
Probably wouldn't have.
Probably not. Just go straight through.
Though, no, it would have affected him because he was completely man and completely God.
Yeah, he was blood and flesh. And
so
all that goodness.
But yeah, it makes me laugh that he. Well, it doesn't make me laugh. It kind of shows part of how he was and how he really held up to honoring his mother and father. That he, you know, he didn't do anything because mum told him not to, and then he started because mum said it was okay. Because
mum asked. My mom was like,
Jesus, why'd you do it? Because my mom told me to. Didn't want to get in trouble.
Which I think is just so cool.
So to answer Peter's question, which was, will we take the same amount of time?
Listen to your mom. No,
listen to your mom. Your mom will tell you when. Listen to your father, your godly father. He'll let you know.
Yeah, he lets you know. You know, and in honoring him, like it's just sitting in that time of just waiting for him to let us know. I mean, that's like the first one, that God is patient with us. It's not that he's being slow, but it's that he is being patient with us, you know? So if we know where we're going, but we don't particularly know how we're going to get there, or we're not really sure what's going to happen in that time or whatever, you know, just be patient and lean into God because he's being patient with us and he will reveal all eventually.
Well, I have another question, like just regarding like the whole Peter's whole thing. Mm. Is there a moment where it's clear as day? You're like, this is the moment that things are changing, or do you think it would be more hindsight?
I don't know, because for sometimes it like so for me, like I knew that God has called me to youth ministry. I don't know for how long he's calling me to that, but he's calling me to that. Mm-hmm. Or he's called me
we
to that.
We talked a little bit about that today.
Yeah.
Like how long?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't see an end as of yet. Yeah. But, you know, for me, it sort of just happened. Like there was no, there was not a like God specifically told me. It was just sort of like, yeah, I'm not. And then, oh, now I am. Oh, okay. This is where we are. This is what we're doing. Wow, God, that just like went real quick. It was like within 2 weeks.
Yours was quite.
It was like, bang,
I was
I'm in.
Say, to another. That's one thing that I think is very different for different people.
Mm.
In that some people are like, there's very clear, small little steps.
Yeah, it's
whereas
transition.
Some people, it's just like,
yeah,
it's
and it's
like a 180. You're suddenly going this way, and God's like, no, we're going this way now.
And like,
time, just
it's, like it's like a slow.
You
curve.
See it as well in just like Christian circles all the time. People will step into something, and then like a year later, they'll be like, bye.
Yeah,
and it's like,
I mean,
oh, yeah, hold on, what's God doing for you?
The church. Sometimes it's like, I'm leaving at the end of the year, and then you're like, okay, and it's just slowly they transition out. Other times it's, oh, they've left.
Yeah, they're gone.
God told them, oh, we need to go here now.
Or yeah. That happens and then they're just planning for the next month to go.
I mean, for me, there was a preparation period before stepping into it, but it was just that I had no idea where God was actually leading in that. I had a feeling that it was youth ministry. And like and there was definitely like when I was probably in like year 11, year 12, there was a bit of a like, oh, I don't know, maybe, yeah, but, like, God did keep, like, pushing forth.
Oh, yeah.
He did keep pushing forth, yeah. Like, this seems right. And then, like, I don't know, it just sort of didn't seem like it was going anywhere for a bit, and then it did. Fair. Like, wow.
Well, obviously, there's a lot of people in the world. I think for some, it'll definitely be clear, like, oh, this is happening, like, this is, like, a thing. But for others, obviously, it'll be a hindsight thing of...
I can see that.
Like, they look back on it and they're like, that was kind of the moment when things kind of shifted.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know?
But, you know, it could be a slow process. You know? Or, like Jesus, it could be a long time and then bang. Because mom said to, or like because it, you know what I mean?
Mom
because
says, make me
because
want.
God was just like, yeah, I want you in this. Oh, okay, that's what we're doing. We're in this now.
Along
you know, that
lines,
that could be it.
So being prepared and your process or however your timeline of being prepared, we're all obviously not called for the same thing.
No.
Like mm-hmm. Jesus was called for big things because
everybody has an individual calling, yes.
Exactly.
Yep.
So how much you need to be prepared and whether you need a drastic change will be determined on what God has in plan for them. So, for example, if God knows that I just need the sudden drastic change, because some people can deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Like myself.
Like Jonah. But other people, the drastic change would just...
Shake
them and derail them and it would just... Blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
So God knows what we need, when we need it, and how we need it for what he has in plan for us. Not all of us are going to do the biggest world-changing things. And so I feel like for those who are going to do that, they do need that time to be prepared.
Yep.
Mm.
But for those who are just doing the little things, which are still just as vital and just as important, their preparedness and time to get to there may be significantly less because they don't need as much time to get prepared for
it. Yep.
I mean, and for leaders, since we're talking about leadership in preparation, there are some things in the preparing period that are going to be like the biggest help in anything that you're doing. Like they will be the biggest help, but there will be other things that you will learn out of the preparation period that you will go, wow, far out. I had no idea. And like, it just, yeah. It, like there's just some things that you learn once you're in the thing,
learning on the job,
that you just go, wow, I'm learning here.
That's why we're always talking about like you always have to consistently keep on learning.
Mm.
You can't become stagnant. You gotta always.
Water's gotta flow. Water's gotta flow. If water doesn't flow, it becomes stagnant and gross, and it starts smelling bad.
Well, we also talked about adapting, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Adaptability.
Adaptability.
But yeah, like the key, all of this, which is why we're talking about it, is having God as that middle ground, you know? And like in the actual things and in that period before, in the preparation, Like, if God is in the middle, if God is who you're running to, you're going to get to that end goal. Like, you're going to reach it because you're within what he wants for you. You're within his will.
Yeah, you know? It doesn't really matter if you don't know where you're going.
If he's there
with you and you're going with him, who cares?
Exactly right. If he's there, you're going with him, the path is right. Like, it is.
Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's the wrong path.
Yeah.
Or it's okay. not there.
Well, yes, in some circumstances. You know, I don't know if you've heard any stories like this, but some people who they are like openly trying to get closer to God struggle with the same things until death. What do you think about that in that regard to what you said before?
Look, chances are they weren't actually listening to God, is all I see. Yep. They probably were. They were trying to do all the right things, but in the trying, they missed the goal because they weren't looking.
Yep.
Or maybe they were trying out of their own strength
instead of God's strength. Yeah. That's where we start talking about like surrendering all to him and making sure it's all to him. Or just by sheer our own will trying to get in.
I was going to say the key difference is God-led versus life-led or like yourself, right?
Yeah.
Or others, other influences.
Well, that's the whole thing. Are you doing it for God or with God?
Exactly. Yeah.
Because sorry to burst your bubble if you think this is how it's going to go, but you're not getting into the kingdom of heaven by works. Like, that's just not biblical.
Or trying to please God.
Yeah. It's just not biblical. Good works doesn't get you in. What gets you in is loving God, believing in Jesus, and leaning into him. Like, that gets you in, you know? Like, the Bible says that none can come to the Father except through him who is Jesus, you know? So if we... It also says that... why am I drawing a blank? But John 3:16, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that all who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. It comes with that belief, you know, and that faith. And, you know, who knows? For those guys who maybe they were pursuing God and they were pressing in, but then things didn't end out for them, maybe that was the plan all along. Because really the plan in it was God just wanted them to pursue him.
It can also be an example for other people as well at the same time. Like, I think people who are like that, often you end up around people who are somewhat like-minded to you.
Yeah.
So that person going through that might be the other person's point of realization where they go, oh, I need to shift my perspective there.
Mm.
This is where things are going wrong for me, you know?
Mm.
I would like to come back to Jonah's thing because he said pursuing God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do love that God wants to be pursued.
Yeah.
And so that it's not necessarily the end goal or the end destination that's important, but how you get there.
Yeah, it's the journey.
And so therefore, if they were struggling with something and they never got to it, yeah, okay, they never got to it. But the fact is they didn't give up. They were still pressing into God. They were still going after him. And that's just as important.
Yep.
God still wants us to do that.
Mm-hmm. And I'd imagine that he looks at that and he goes, like, they will get to heaven and he goes, you have done good. Like, you have been faithful. You have honored me and I'm honoring you. You know what
it's
I mean? Because they pushed in.
It's like, you've done the most you could have.
It also kind of shows that they're not doing it just to get the end reward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's also that's not the point. The point is not to get to the end and win the prize.
Yeah.
It kind of all comes back to that thing of like God, because he's all knowing. He knows if you're going to get past it or not already.
Mm.
So it's like, that stuff confuses me so much.
Yeah, that confuses me as well. Because it's like he knows exactly
what you're going to pick and when you're going to pick it. But he's also given us free will.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like he's given us free will but knows what we're going to pick anyway. And it's like, okay.
Because
it doesn't make sense for our little brains.
It's because you're making a decision, but he already knows the decision you've made before you made it.
It's
weird.
But he hasn't necessarily made it for you. He wants you to make the decision.
Yeah, it's like your conscious still makes the decision, but he already knows
what your consciousness is
gonna pick. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Time travel.
So
it
weird.
It is weird.
Yeah. But, you know, he thinks at a level beyond our understanding. So.
Oh, yeah.
And he is beyond our understanding sometimes. And, I mean, I was talking with one of our youth about this, that, like, we're constantly learning about him, you know, and there's constantly more to learn. Like, even when we think we know it all, he does something and you go, wow, okay, I didn't know a little thing. Like, constantly. And it's relationship in general is like that. But, like, bringing it a little bit back to leadership, I think when we have him at his center and we're learning from him and everything like that, we develop ourselves so much more because there's so much more about him that we don't know and so much more about leadership in him that we don't know, that the more we press in, the more we get out, and then the more we learn, and then the better we get. And that's why it's such a key, because, like, it just refines you to this level that's like, that you could never get to by your own strength. Like, you just couldn't. That's why I think it's such a key to just press in, you know, just to make sure that he is the goal in the end. Anyways, it's not about leading 10,000 people. It's about pursuing God. And if the 10,000 people are following you due to the fact that you're pursuing and that you're pressing into God, like, that's incredible, because they now also can pursue God. You can influence them to pursue God, but it has to start there, you know? Has to start in that.
Again, it doesn't, I don't know why again, but it doesn't matter if you get all those people to follow you.
No.
Because that's not what God, Jesus died for.
Mm.
Jesus died for you, the individual. Mm. He didn't die for you so you can then lead 10,000 people, which is great.
Yeah. Which,
but
he died
for you.
There is also, like, the Great Commission of, like, going out and, like, being fishermen or being fishers of men and all that. But, like, but yeah, he didn't. He didn't die for
you to be a leader.
For us to lead 10,000 people and lead them to whatever. I think, like, let him work, you know, in that. Like, let him just have his way. But yeah. Anyway, sorry, I, like, kind of cut you off.
No, I was
But yeah, like, I think great leaders, like, get this idea to a level that, like, they just understand that, like, that God has to be the middle of it all. I think, like, real great leaders who, like, are super influential, who just speak the good word of God and who live in that, like, understand this. And even if they're not from these mega ginormous churches, or if, like, even if they're just leaders at a local church and they understand this, like, they'll do great things and God will do great things through them, even if their ministry size isn't huge.
Yeah, if you're only leading five.
Because it's not about
that. That's still good.
Yeah, it's not about the numbers. It's not about how many people you get in the door. It's about God. You know, it's about him. Because really, in the scheme of everything else, like, big deal. You
big
know what
whoop.
I mean? Like,
yeah, well, with God at the center and you're pursuing God. I don't know where I was going with this.
It sounded good.
It sounded good.
I was with you, man. I was like, wow.
Like, yeah,
this is
I had it in my head.
That's
I lost
right.
it.
That's all right.
You'll lead the right way.
Mm.
That is not what I was going to say.
Was like, that ain't it. That's not it. That's not
it's
it'll relative. Finish the sentence, though.
Yeah. And it's something.
I am coming out of
But you will.
But you really? Will. Like, it was right there. I don't know.
And it wasn't.
Yeah, I think, yeah. like, I think a lot of the time when we think of, you know, these big influential leaders, we sometimes think of, like, the big mega churches. Yeah,
Bill Johnson,
you know. Yeah, your Brian Heidi Houston, Baker. Your Heidi Baker. Yeah.
I think it's way too
these
easy
sort of ways.
For people to put them on a pedestal.
Mm. But, like, let's look at what they do right.
Yeah.
So what they do right is they make sure God is at the center of the ministry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they do right. And that's why they're so successful. But, like, you look at a local church, a small little local church,
the
they do the exact same thing. And that is why God works in that building. Like, he works in those people.
I was going to say, you can find those people anywhere.
Mm.
It's just a case of when you find them, being able to recognize it and be like, I see you.
Plus, like, we can't all be big churches because not everybody wants to be in a big church.
Exactly. And I think, like, and God knows that. He knows that some people enjoy the smaller community, which is fine.
Well, connection with each other is far easier.
Exactly. If you're in the big church of Bill Johnson, you probably don't know him personally.
Yeah. No.
But at your local church, you probably know your pastor quite well.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so, you know. And like those mega churches, like they're cool and they do some cool stuff, but yeah. And I'm not bashing them either because they're actually really, they're actually really good and their ministries are amazing and they really like do some great work.
Their music is
but we can't look at the smaller churches and go, oh, they're not as good.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they're smaller.
At the end of the day, it's one church anyway.
Yeah. True. Because God is going to work. God is going to work through them if they are in pursuit of Him just as much as He's going to work in a mega church. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it. It's just so key. Like our senior pastor on Sunday was talking about, oh my goodness, Artie Kendall, from England, and Artie Kendall, really great leader. And he was praying for revival in his church. And revival came, but it came to the church down the road.
Like
just because you're in a mega church or just because you're a part of a big community, that doesn't mean necessarily God's gonna move the way that you want to in that. He might move somewhere else.
Should probably be but a little more specific.
Yeah, but that's okay. Say, God, because the key is that God is moving in the church.
The other thing is like God's gonna move in the right spot because he kinda doesn't make mistakes.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Kind of. He doesn't, as far as I'm aware.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
Because if he made mistakes, he wouldn't be God.
He'd just be some guy.
Super powerful guy.
Yeah, some super powerful guy.
He'll be a guy, not God.
But yeah, I think what those, like what I've said a few times, what those leaders are doing well is having God at the center. What good leaders do well is have God at the center.
Yeah, if there's one thing you can take away from this episode, is have God at the center.
Absolutely.
Like to everything in life.
Everything in
life. Yeah, not even...
Talk to Him. Have a relationship with Him.
Like, we're talking about leadership, but beyond that...
Like oh, yeah, everything in life. Mm. That means connecting with Him through His Word, praying, talking to Him like a normal relationship involves... talking to them.
Yeah, because He is calling you, you know? He has called you, you know? He's called you by name and He says that He is yours. Like, that's the sort of thing. Like, He loves you. He cares for you. He wants relationship with you. So, like, pursue Him. Lean into Him. Like, get to know Him more. And, like, you'll see great things develop in your life because, you know, we reap what we sow. If we're sowing into Him, we're going to reap good fruit. You know, we're going to reap the great things of the kingdom. We're going to reap more of Him. People will look at you and they'll start like going, wow, yeah, oh, you're clearly like something else is on you.
He's got.
Yeah.
I remember Ryan saying that quite a few times.
Like, I want what he's got.
If you've got Jesus and you're going on the street, favorites. People will be like, oh, whatever he's got. I want it.
Look at you. Yeah.
He's like, I want it.
And that's like, that's influence right there. You're not even doing anything. People just look at you and they know you're different.
It's just the way you're holding yourself sometimes or just the way that He's shining through. It's like the whole light on a hill.
You don't put a basket over a lamp.
Yeah, you don't put a basket over it.
Yeah, you let it shine for the whole world to see.
Shines for the whole world, yeah.
Yeah,
that's the one. He was getting there.
I forgot what they covered it with.
Basket.
Yeah.
Basket.
I think they've called it a few things. Bowl, basket.
But part of that multiple is translations. There was the city on the hill cannot be easily hidden, which is what he was going with.
Yes, that's that whole thing, yes.
They're in the same thing.
Yeah, they're in the same bit.
Look.
They mean the same
I was
bit.
In the right spot.
You were.
In the right spot. I just couldn't put it into the right words.
Yeah.
Had a Benjamin moment, but didn't completely lose it.
Yeah, I lost it. Still if, gone? If I could go back in time, that's when I'll go back in time.
Go back to
remember what you're going to say.
Maybe that's why you'd go back a second. You'd go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, remember what you're going to say.
Remember what you're going to say.
Yeah. I think there's one more thing I want to bring up with leadership. It's quick, just confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
Confidence in yourself and in God.
Yeah. I think, like, confidence...
is key.
I think, like, confidence comes to you... going back to this whole thing, confidence really comes to you when he's what you're going after. Because if he's your rock... I mean, the Bible talks about building on rock instead of sand. Because sand will wash away with the waves and the wind, but rock will be steady and stand strong. And if he's your rock, as some people say, like, you're going to be confident. You might not sometimes feel overly confident.
I was going to say...
You at least know that he is your rock in that.
It's one of the best places to build perseverance in that sense, in that, you know, there's going to be times where things don't go your way.
And they won't.
They're going to make you feel...
It's inevitable.
Life's not fair.
You're going to be unconfident that things are going to go well the next time if you do something similar. Like, if God's telling you to do something, you do it and it doesn't go particularly well, you're going to be quite hesitant to do it again, you know?
And, you know, as leaders, there is multiple times that you might feel unconfident in certain things. You're not really sure how it's going to go.
Should I be doing this right now?
But the thing with that is mistakes allow you to grow.
Yeah.
And develop,
yeah,
which is what God wants you to do.
Yeah, because after you go, okay,
that confidence,
I can learn from that a little bit.
Is also something that's great in leadership if you have the right people around you. Because immediately when I think of confidence, I think about there was a time when you prayed for one of the youth, and you felt called to pray for him again. You prayed for him again and then came back to me and was just like, I feel like God was telling me to pray for him again. I was like, what are you doing? Go do it.
But he don't understand anything.
Why are you talking to me?
You got it.
Because I was just like...
Let's go get it.
Well, for me, I was just like, God, for real? One more time?
Three times.
It's like,
already.
This is twice now. So I prayed for him one more time.
Yeah, that's
because
funny.
God was calling me to it, so I was going to go pray for him.
Exactly.
I felt such a strong pull. I don't have many moments like that.
If you feel something like from God... You should probably do it.
I was going
to
say.
Well, it was started to annoy me. Because it was at a point where, like, I'd look at him and I'd go like,
yeah.
Give a flip. Okay, I'm going to pray for you again. All right.
Certain things do just sit on you and then you go, I just have to say something.
In fairness, something did kind of change with that.
It did.
Right?
Yeah. It did.
In a good way. In a good way.
Yeah.
You think about the same person? I don't know.
I have no idea who we're talking about.
I think I know.
I think we know who we're talking about.
Okay,
cool.
You can tell.
We know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I've had other times that have been similar to that, where I've just felt so strongly. Oh, I've had to do this, or I have to. I mean, some of the craziest ones was like, I just knew, like, on a Sunday morning that our senior pastor was going to call me off the stage, because I was on stage for worship, and I knew that. He was going to call me off and speak some words. And I was like, I don't know why I felt it, but I like preemptively like unplugged my headphones because I was like, he's gonna call me off. I know what's happening.
I had
unplugged my headphones and then he called me off. I was like, I don't know how I knew that, but I just knew. And I had another moment where I was much younger, kind of similar. I was like sitting in church and I was just like, he's going to call me up. I don't know why. I just had this feeling that he was going to call me up. And then he called me up. And I was like, I don't know what just happened. God, why are you doing this?
I had a similar thing. Just sitting down in the auditorium. And I felt like the senior pastor was at least going to say my name or have a word for me or something. And then she did. And I was like, I knew it.
Yeah.
I probably mentioned it to you or someone afterwards. And I was like, I knew it. I felt that.
Some of the craziest...
The moment you, like, especially because I'd been there for so many years and nothing like that has happened, and then suddenly you're coming in on a quote-unquote ordinary Sunday and suddenly you're like, just about to have a word
for me. you just know what's going to hit. And it's a weird feeling just like, it's coming. Like, I know they're going to ask me to go up. It was a little bit overconfident for me to unplug my headphones, but I really was just like...
No, I love it.
I was just like...
no doubt in your mind.
There was no doubt. There was like, I don't know what it was.
This is happening. This
I was just standing there and I just went, they're going to call me up. Unplug. I was like, I know they're going to call me up.
How funny would it be? Like, Jonah, oh, you're right there.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. I really, I just really knew that they were gonna, and it was so weird. The other ones that have been kind of odd is I've been out of like, it's happened a couple of times that like, I have just known the song that they're gonna do next without checking that they were gonna play it, and then they start doing the song, and I just go, I just knew that they were gonna do that song.
I get that just on Spotify.
Yeah,
I'm like listening to a song, and then suddenly I'm singing a different song in my head,
and then it comes
and
up,
and it's that very next song. I'm like,
that's happened to me.
I'm like, hang on a second. I didn't cue this up.
But yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've had a very productive
I think so.
Episode. Productive. We're going to wrap it up right here.
Cool.
Wrap it up.
Slap a bow on it.
Like we said
Send it off.
Earlier on, that this will be our last episode for the season.
Don't cry.
We'll be back.
We're going to be back.
We don't know how
see
long.
See you when we see you.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know how long.
Well, you'll see
we'll
us.
Be.
You'll see us. Well, you'll hear us.
I'm sure we'll see here. Some.
At some point. Or somewhere else, but still here, you know?
All in all,
hopefully
from this episode, God is at the center.
God is at
the center.
But also, works out. Just in the podcast in general, we've grown a lot.
I think we've learned a lot.
In our techniques of mic techniques and podcast format.
We've learned a lot.
Yeah. We have. Yeah. We have.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm going to start at the beginning and just see
progress.
The progress, the change that we've gone through.
I don't know if I want to listen to the first one.
I actually didn't like the first one a whole lot, actually. I'll be honest.
Well, it was very introductory.
Yeah, we were still trying to work out where we were going with this. And,
I think we definitely found out stride.
We have. We have.
And you can expect more of that in season two.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or whatever we all call it, you know.
You know
we'll
how
figure it out.
Sometimes seasons have the little subtitle? We should come up with a subtitle.
We'll figure it out.
We will figure it out.
We'll speak to our management team.
But make sure to like,
comment,
subscribe,
share, review.
Yeah. Review.
And before we do sign off,
should we pray to end it
pray.
Off?
Yeah. I'm a pray. Let's
go.
Bow ahead.
Good idea.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for season one.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you
Come
that
on.
We can, we've been able to do this podcast to share what's on our hearts and what we feel our listeners would be an influence for them and be able to implement into their lives. I really hope that we did have that influence for our listeners.
Come on.
And I pray for bigger and better things to come.
Yeah,
in your heavenly
come on.
Name. Amen.
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 God is good, man.
God
is good.
All the time.
G-G. All the time.
God is good.
God is good. Oh, awesome.
Love it.
We'll see you next time.
That wraps up season one.
I gotta go.
See ya.
Bye.
One last one.